Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Coach John Quintero with you to 2 o'clock. And we've had some incredible guests over the last couple of days. And this is only going to add to it. A guy that I always admired when he played in the big leagues with the Philadelphia Phillies. He was a world champion. He was an NL Rookie of the Year. He was an NL MVP. Just about everything for the Phillies. And I think all of you remember him very well. Big first baseman Ryan Howard, nice enough to join us. And Ryan, great to see you. You look great and doing a great job on ESPN, my friend.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you for having me, man. I'm chasing around these kids, so got to stay in some kind of shape.
Well, you got involved in something really, really cool, and you're going to be an ambassador for Scott Field refurbishment program, and this is going to be something that's going to be really cool, going around and refurbishing ballparks for youngsters all over America. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so it's going to be giving out grants of up to $50,000 in products and services to four deserving communities, and they have the opportunity to win a new field or get a field refurbished. So, Scott's, it's all a part of their bigger initiative, which is the Grow More Good initiative, which is about the health and well-being of young kids being able to be active in green spaces.
That's great. How'd you get involved in it? This is a great program. We need more ball fields.
You know what? It's something that I've also done. I want to say it was 2013 or 14 where I did with a field in Philadelphia, the Hunting Park project or a Huntington Park project and revitalization project, excuse me. And it was about giving these kids the opportunity to have these fields to be able to go out and play the game and create these lifetime memories and childhood memories and also having the opportunity to potentially take their game to the next level, because you don't know when you provide these types of opportunities and provide these fields for these kids to go out here. They learn a lot more about themselves, and they can grow and gain confidence.
We're visiting with former National League Most Valuable Player Ryan Howard. And I know you got in yesterday, but I mean, you made an impact on the game. I mean, you played on some great ball clubs there with the Philadelphia Phillies. And when you walk around, I'm sure a lot of the fans that are walking around want to obviously get a picture with you, take an autograph. But are you surprised how many people in baseball, hey, Ryan, how you doing? And they recognize you right off the bat?
Oh, no, it's cool because it's such a big fraternity, a big family. You know, I've been walking around here seeing people I haven't seen in a long time, and it's kind of like you just pick up where you left off. And you know, I've been fortunate enough to be able to have the career that I was able to have, the accomplishments I were able to have, but more so the experience and the relationships is what it's been all about.
We're visiting with Ryan Howard, a former National League Rookie of the Year, MVP, two-time home run champion. And, you know, I was saying when you came up, man, you could hit a ball a long way. What was the longest home run that you're aware of that you hit, whether in the big leagues or in the minor leagues?
Yeah, I think there was one that was calculated at 500 feet. I think it was in the minor leagues. There were some in the big leagues that, you know, they were kind of suspect. You know, I think that we thought they were longer than what they would be, but, you know, we didn't really know how they would calculate it. But as long as it got over the fence, that's what mattered.
Hey, what do you think your Phillies are going to do this offseason? Obviously, they're not afraid to spend money. They spent, $117 million last week on Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to be in the position of just continuing to grow, continuing to kind of fill some of the voids that they need to fill right now. And just, you know, continue to get better. I mean, you got to have guys getting healthy. I think Kutch coming back and being healthy next year can be a big thing for him as well. I think Reese kind of turns things around, kind of put last year in the second half of last year in the rear view. I think he'll turn it around. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people.
What was it like playing in Philadelphia? You know, I know the fans are tough on you. The media can be tough on you. As great a player as you were. I'm sure you got booed a few nights when you're going maybe a strikeout binge. Talk about what it was like to play there and to deal with the ups and downs with the fans.
Yeah, I mean, it can definitely be tough. I mean, obviously, Philly has the reputation that precedes itself. But at the same time, you know that going in and playing there. And I think for that, it can help make you a better player. It's one of those things to where if you go out, if you hustle, if you do the things that you're supposed to do, yes, they understand there's going to be shortcomings that take place. But if you go out, you hustle, you bust it every single night, try to give your all, yeah, you'll get an occasional boo here or there, but you can still have those people that appreciate what it is that you're trying to do from a night in, night out basis.
Who made a big impact on you in your career? Was there? I know there are a lot of people that work with you, but are two or three people that really made a big impact on your career to get you where you ended up?
You know, the way I look at it is I like to give the credit to all my coaches. You know, and that's from Little League, everybody who was there from Little League, because it's about, for me, it was about learning along the way and the journey along the path getting up there. So, I mean, there's always going to be coaches at each level that kind of give you little tidbits. So it's hard to really kind of choose just one, because you can take so much information from each and every one of them. So I really like to give credit to all of my coaches that I've come up with, because I've gained something, some kind of knowledge that's helped me become the type of player that I was.
How did you know that you were special as far as the power? How old were you, when you knew that, you know what, I can really do something with this game?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't. My parents always saw it. So I just looked at playing baseball as a way for me to be able to go out, go have some fun, and get dirty and not get in trouble for it. So my parents were always the ones that were telling me, you know, you hit the ball further than the other kids, or you do this. So they saw it in me before I really ever got a chance to realize it, because I was playing basketball and other sports as well. So I just enjoyed playing sports, period.
We're visiting with Ryan Howard, former National League Most Valuable Player, again an ambassador for Scott Field's refurbishment program. And I want to get back to that here in a minute, but I do want to ask you, Charlie Manuel. Mm-hmm. Been around Charlie Manuel a long time. I mean, he's a baseball lifer, he's a manager, a hitting coach. What made him such a good hitting coach? Because everybody's raved about him over the years.
Well, I think it's just his experience. I mean, Charlie is a hitter, and just his experience around being around the game and being around good hitters and just understanding what it is that you need to do. I mean, obviously his reputation in Japan and what he was able to go over there and go and do and bring back here, and being able to work with some of the best hitters in the game, with Manny Ramirez and Jim Thome and such. And, you know, me being blessed to be able to have the opportunity to have a manager like a Charlie Manuel, to where first things first was he was very positive, very uplifting, and he instilled confidence in you and would talk to you about different kind of things. And I always thought that the most important thing about good coaches are coaches that are willing to listen and ask you the questions and sit back and kind of listen to what it is that you think you might be feeling, and not necessarily give you the answer, but have you work to kind of figure it out as well yourself before he gives you that answer, if that makes sense.
No, I got you on that. Communication, terminology, yeah. One word can change your guy's career.
Absolutely.
You know, one coach could be saying it one way, and not that it's wrong, but it doesn't sink in and saturate into that ball player. Another guy could use another word, and all of a sudden, boom, the door is unlocked. I want to get back to your ambassador work with Scott's Fields. How do little leagues and recreation part, how do they get involved in possibly getting a grant?
Yeah, so what you got to do is you got to go out and nominate a field or youth organization. And by doing that, you just go to www.mlb.com/Scott Field and nominate that youth organization or nominate that field that you think might need that grant for that refurbishment.
Oh, that's great stuff. I know you're a busy man. I've always heard good things about you, from afar, and Jimmy Rollins and some of those guys from the Phillies. And it's a real honor to meet you today.
Oh,
congratulations
well, so
on a great career, and good luck with your television work. And
thank you.
Good to have guys like you still involved in baseball.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
There you go. One of the real top-notch ball players in his day, Ryan Howard, former great star with the Philadelphia Phillies, a rookie of the year, an MVP, a two-time two-time home run champion, and just had a remarkable career. So we thank him for stopping by.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.